Episodes of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. Joining me in the studio once again. So happy to have him back. The one and only Love Honey. We're going to kick things off tonight with a little something from our friend Sus. This is Gunfighter.
Thank you.
You just heard Gunfighter from Sus. That's off Ghost Box, the expanded version. They've got a show coming up on February 15th. Do you need a little more time? Yeah, okay. That's all right. So this is Here Now with Rachel C., the show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. On that note, I want to tell you about things to go out and see and do, because I want you to go out and see and do the thing. Okay, for my listeners in D.C., at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, tomorrow night this is Friday. Now, doors at 5:30. The show starts and ends promptly, 6 to 7 p.m., The Global Hip Hop Excursions, a thrilling exploration of rhymes, beats, and cultural infusions. It's a show that is showcasing progressive hip hop lyricism, freestyle dance, DJing, beatboxing, and collaborations that blur genre lines and combine cultural influences. Once again, be there promptly from 6 to 7 p.m. I love anything that just blends the genre lines. Okay, Saturday, January 12th. Tamara Lebelski, Laura Ortman, and Lauren Connors are at Holo, 1090 Wyckoff Avenue in Brooklyn. That's right by the Brooklyn-Queens borders. That's an instrumental collaboration. Think Sus, what you just heard, but like a little bit different. More string. Less synth. It'll be a good time. On Thursday, the 17th of January, Maura Tao, I Am the Polish Army, Castle Black, and Moulton will be at Gold Sounds, 44 Wilson Avenue. Check that out. Doors will be at 7. And then, okay, maybe something a little different. We're talking a lot of music tonight. Let's go to the spoken word. Wednesday, January the 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Burl's Brooklyn Poetry Shop. That's 141 Front Street in Brooklyn. Friends Away, New York City Writers Read the Best Non-New York City Writers. That's presented by our former Here Now a guest, Bill Lessard. I think the title of the event speaks for itself. New York City Writers presenting writers from outside New York City, because they feel like need to like get out of their own heads a little bit. Okay, joining me in the studio tonight, we've got Allie, Tommy, and Matt. Love Honey is here in the studio. Let's probably adjust some mics here. Hey, y'all.
You put that fun.
You're all good. We hear you, I swear.
Awesome.
You need the headphones on or not?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
In terms of the struggle with headphones and Tommy's hats,
yeah,
will be the ongoing
struggle
thing.
Struggle is
for
real.
He never wants to take it
until
here.
Until the end of time. Like, so we still love
I'm
it.
I'm not though. Messing with the flavor right now. Yeah. Not messing with it. Love Honey's back in the studio in its entirety. I'm stoked, man. Thank you so much for being here tonight. You're listening to Here Now with Radio with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you miss any tonight's broadcast, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for the rebroadcast. You already got me tripping and you haven't even played yet.
Awesome.
You guys are really jamming. You're doing a lot. You've got a show on January the 19th at Rockwood Music Hall at 11 o'clock. And Tommy, you got a thing going on tonight. Like I could set my watch by it now. We could technically talk in minutes. You want? Let's talk about that right away.
Yeah. What am I doing tonight? Oh yeah, I'm performing at the House of Yes with the legendary King DMC, one half of Run DMC, and we're going to be doing Walk This Way, which is going to be amazing. I'm going to be playing guitar on that track, and actually, Allie came with me to sound check, and DMC asked her to jump on the chorus. So that's pretty stoked.
So one half of Love Honey is joining a third of Run DMC.
Definitely.
At the House of Yes tonight.
Yeah.
This is, there may be a planetary shift. there'll be like a cosmic creative shift in Brooklyn tonight. It's like some magic is happening.
Lots of magic. I woke up today and I was like, it's going to be a good one.
There you go. There you go. So crazy, crazy good things are happening for Love Honey. A lot of things have been happening for you guys in like the last couple of months. You're having another EP release.
Mm-hmm.
But you just had an EP release. So like, let's just talk about that a little bit. You're kind of doing things a little bit differently. Traditionally, if quote unquote traditionally, you know, a band might get together and do like say an album release, and it would be like say maybe your 12 songs on something like digitally or a hard copy, and they might do that annually. You guys have been doing some releases, and it might be fewer songs on the release and more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about like why do you guys do why go that route, and why is that working for you? Why did you guys decide to go that route?
Well, in the beginning, I think it was give people less so they'd want to listen to more. And originally, it really started out with we only recorded a few songs because we were broke as fuck. And then it was just like, but we realized what a good idea it is just to record a few songs and just give people a little taste and have them wanting to listen more. And then if you just put out projects maybe every few other months, you have a whole album within, 6 months? We put out, 3 or 4 EPs, and there you go. There's 12 songs on our Spotify or iTunes, and there you go. It's, almost an album.
Yeah, because you're doing things primarily digitally. I know you've done some cassettes, and included the digital download with it. But you're doing things through the streaming services also. And, I mean, the way people consume music has changed dramatically within, say, the last 10 years, but even dramatically within the last 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Because
and I think musicians have to do a little bit of a dance trying to figure out, like you said, broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do I reach my listeners, and how do I also generate enough revenue just to keep doing what I'm doing? And if I want to stream my music, which one do I go with that has the sound quality that is good enough for what the product I'm producing, that will deliver and also reaches enough people. So you got to kind of weed through all that. So I guess it's a lot of juggling and trying to decide. And it sounds like you guys really, sat down and kind of weeded through a lot of stuff and decided, okay, here, you didn't just say put it every, a lot of people are I'm everywhere, which is great. I think sometimes the more the better, but you guys aren't just everywhere.
Right.
You're in a lot of different formats.
Mm-hmm.
You have website lovehoneymusic.com, and you're in a lot of different formats, but it's not every single one. So is that kind of a process for you guys deciding, what was going to work?
Definitely. Because like Ali said, I guess first it started off with us doing small amounts of songs for, monetarial reasons. And then it changed to kind of a conceptual thing, where we was like, okay, we like the idea of doing these 3 songs. Why don't we do it again? But this time we'll do this story. So these 3 songs will mean this. And now these 3 songs mean this. So, and that got fun for us because we could do more, we could release more music, but it would all make sense. And I think that was good for us, being able to give people these little mini albums.
And keeping people engaged too. You give them the one album, they're going to listen to the first 4 or 5 songs, and it'll take them another 7 to 8 months to really listen to the whole 12 songs of an album and then pick their favorite song they like. And it's like, well, I guess I'll have to wait another year for the next 12 albums. But if we're giving you 3, you're going to really dive into it and really love those 3. And then the next 3 months, we'll have another 3 coming. So we're consistently keeping everyone engaged. Because nowadays, you give someone an album, it's going to go somewhere, collect dust, and it's over with. It's not like back in the day when we had album cover albums and CD cases and cassettes, and we listened to the whole thing and we sat down. Today is just, we have to do it this way, or else we don't want to burn all our, we're writing a lot of music. We just don't want to put it all out at once and then it's done.
So you're working with a different attention span and a different expectation also.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, back then, when you're talking at a time where when you released that album, there were fewer distractions, and also
You just sit down with your friends and have an album listening party. Listen to all 12 songs, have some beers, and that's what the night is. But now everyone gets around. I'll tell them on the phone. They're going out. I can't Instagram.
It took longer to produce the thing. It took longer to listen to it. It took longer to get to the other thing that you might have done on the same evening. But also, it's interesting because one thing I'll say is, having been a fan of you guys, and also you guys have collaborated with Radio Free Brooklyn with some of your events and shows. It's been a wonderful experience for everybody all around.
Thank you for the last time. You guys did a great job last time. Thank you guys.
Everybody at the station. These, every time you might be releasing these smaller releases, you do an event around it. And that becomes like a real important thing. And, you know, anytime there's an event, there's a sense of community because people come out and they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important, like that sense of community. Because when I first met you guys, like years ago, you talked to me about how you were doing shows, and when you approached venues about doing shows, you said, hey, you know, we're coming with other bands and we're kind of presenting a bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an important part of that. Like, you know, we're coming to you with a whole bill, like a whole, here's a concert. Sort of,
with sponsorships, with things attached
to it. And all of that. Yeah. And that created a sense of community. And I had a guest in here last week, JT Curtis, who I met at your last show. And he was there to see your opening act. And he said, you know, how wonderful it was. He said, like, that sense of community. I was there to support my friend who was in your opening act, the opening act for this other band. And I discovered this whole other band that I really enjoy now. And that how important it is to go out and, like, see these shows and have these shows happening. On that note, so, all right. Do we want to get to some live music on that? No, do we need to do a little bit of tuning up?
Yeah.
So, how about this? You guys... We were talking about how one thing we've been talking about on social media channels. We were just talking about you have a new release coming up. Now, the formal release for all this on Spotify and the other channels is in another week or so, right?
I think in a couple of weeks or a month or so. Right, but we wanted to, you know, give it to you guys because we love you guys.
We have just a little. We love you too. We have the sneak preview now. Some of the new music. How about we drop this and you'll only hear it. Listen up, because you're only going to hear it now for like another month, everybody. Ready, kids?
Right now.
Everybody settle down. So which one should we drop now? Shout out Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
All right. This is Rock Bottom from Love Honey. What's the name of the new album?
We have not come up with that with the idea.
As of yet, unnamed. This is just getting edgier unnamed, and better. Yeah. This is more exciting by the minute. Yet untitled EP from Love Honey. This is Rock Bottom on Here Now with Rachel C. You just heard Rock Bottom from Love Honey. I'm feeling that. On Radio Free Brooklyn. I wanted to take this moment to remind you that we are a 501c3. Get your write-ups on, people. Support independent, small batch, artisanal, farm-to-table, free-form community, internet radio. I invite you to flirt with the donate button, especially as we are launching an after-school program. Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to announce that we're launching our after-school program for local teenagers. Now in 2019 to learn media literacy through media making using a hands-on approach guided by local professionals. If you're interested in not only donating but participating, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. And remember, those donations are tax deductible. Also, you don't just have to listen to us while you're at home. You can take us on the go. radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone or /Android. Those apps sound really good. I'm here with Love Honey in the studio. Thanks for coming out tonight, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. That sounded really awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing all the new music on this EP. So you guys have been doing this for a while. I met you guys a couple of years ago and was totally blown away. And I'm blown away every time I see you perform. I feel like it's coming together. It's like every time you think you can't, just can't get any better. It's like you guys have like really like you've touched on something really good, and you're like just so smart about the way you're doing this, and you just, you know, I'm like just so happy for you guys. And the way I love how you kind of found, like you said, like the thematic elements in the music, and it's kind of like we're gonna release these couple of songs that kind of sound good together and do an event around it, and like we're gonna repeat all that years ago. It seems like years ago, like way back in the day, kids, but it wasn't that, like 2 years ago. I remember like talking to Allie on a train about like, yeah, at some point we'll tour or something. And you guys have a tour now.
Yeah.
You are, Love Honey will be touring. Tell me about this. Tell me about this, cuz we've got the show at Rockwood. We've got obviously other individual projects coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tommy and Allie tonight with DMC. What, tell me about the tour. Love Honey on tour. That's cuz that's something I tell this story to point out that this has been something that you guys have, that's, this has been
in
churning.
Works, yeah.
When Love Honey like does something, it's been in the works for a while. You guys just don't like, you guys think and plan things out.
Keep it a mystery. You know, want to get
you, you guys
going right
simmer
away.
Stuff for a long time, but like in a good way. I
creating
say in a good
the buzz.
Way. You create a, you let it simmer and you
put
create
the
buzz.
Cooker.
You put in the slow cooker.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen.
Listen, crockpot food is good.
It's
food.
Amazing.
Let me tell
give
you
me
something.
Any kind of stew, I'm good.
Stew food is good food. So tell me about this story. So Love Honey's doing it. You know it's good shit. Yeah. Tell me about the tour.
So I guess early or mid spring.
Yeah,
we are. And everything's not really solidified as of yet, but we want to do, we're planning to do Nashville, Alabama,
Memphis, and some other.
Which one are
and some other.
That
southern,
whole
southern
that that whole southern belt we want to do.
Yeah.
We have our I guess we can call it. I don't want to say our lawyer, but our lawyer is based out of Nashville, so he's representing us on that front. And so we're kind of a little collaboration down there and trying to get our roots down there as well.
Yeah, because we thought felt it would be good this time for us to branch out, because a lot of places have been wanting us to play. And we've been lucky enough to have our music and played on BBC, and that was amazing. So it's just like the first step. So we're going to do this Southern tour because it's just great for rock and roll and for what we're trying to bring back. And give that to the fans that's been asking for it down south, and it'll just be great. You know, we went to Nashville and we enjoyed it, and now we're happy to be going back and actually putting on this tour and playing. And so that should be really fun to do some big shows down there, and hopefully open for some bigger acts at some of the places down there too. So it's all like in the works right now, but we're trying to really make it out of a big thing, and possibly like release one of our EPs down there too at the same time.
That'd be great. What have you found? I mean, you guys have been playing New York for a while, but there can be a lot of challenges even for people who are from New York, been in New York for years, that can face in New York, just because it's the nature of New York, right? Mm-hmm. Have you found at all, just sort of starting to branch out, that it's, because I asked this question of any of my acts, not just bands, that any kind of artists have been on the show who performed in different parts of the world, different parts of the country. Have you found it's a little different trying to, you know, kind of book or perform in that part of the country versus here? You find it's a little bit different?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because you know, it's kind of a different, and I ask this because I feel it's, you know, I'm an advocate for, like, you know, there being a way for artists to have like a place to do their thing and for people to go out and see the art. You know, it's. I wonder if it's. You know, what kind of hurdles what sort of hurdles aren't there outside of New York? Have you found it's like in some ways harder or easier trying to
Well, I definitely
play or
yeah, I definitely think there's more of a thirst for music there, okay. Of like rock and roll, punk, rock, you know, all facets of rock and roll as far as in the South. And there's like people love going to shows and seeing and seeing stuff, you know.
There's built-in venues that have audiences and crowds that go just to see new music, mm-hmm. as opposed to New York City, where if you go into, say, Orleans, for instance, I don't want to name drop, but I'm going to name drop anyway. Yeah. You go there, and the only people that are there to see the band are the band's friends, and mm-hmm. they want to see. There's not like a thirst of random strangers going to go into Orleans to see new music.
Yeah. Right.
Like, we have to always, obviously, as a band, responsible for bringing people to the venue, mm-hmm. but as opposed to in Nashville, you go to any venue down there, there's already 400 people in there before the band's fans and friends come to that venue. So that's totally different.
I know, as a New Yorker, mm-hmm. I want to see the new band. I want to know where it's kind of hard. I have to find out who the new band is and then find out where they are.
Yeah.
And then I go to the spot.
Nashville was great because we went over there and I got to check out like the whole nightlife over there, which was like scary as fuck, but it was really scary. It was like women beating their husbands and shit. she was just like, Frank, get in the car.
And they're all named Frank.
They're all named Frank. And Betty. and there were like tons. But every part of the strip that I walked through, all those venues were packed.
Yeah.
And you can see the people playing their live shows there. And all those venues were packed. And all the people were like dancing, having a good time. They would keep the door open so even people outside could hear like music playing.
And that's kind of the vibe that you hope for the city, but some of that has gotten lost with a lot of the venues closing and again, like you were mentioning about just the community aspect of it. The more that you can do here as a band to like bring other people on board, the more of that you can create. But you know, we can only do so much as a band ourselves before we have to branch out ourselves and you know, go on to the next phase of things.
Hopefully, the environment will influence your writing, and that could just broaden everything mm-hmm. and just make it enriches what you're doing. On that note, are you ready to do some live performance now?
Yeah, I think we're gonna
before we get any further along in the hour,
we'll do one of the cuts from our Feeling No Way record.
All right, so let me just adjust the mic. So this is a cut live from Love Honey on Here Now with Rachel C. Before we get any later in the hour, because we could just sit here and catch up all night.
Come on.
Thank you, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful. You just heard Love Honey live on Here and Now with Rachel C. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast again, we'll have a rebroadcast Sunday morning at 9. Right that time. It'll be available next week on Podomatic. You want to tune in next week, well, my guest will be Kelsey Warren of Black Emoji. So we got the show at Rockwood Music Hall Sunday.
Saturday.
The 19th.
Mm-hmm.
I know the 19th. I got to trip a little after hearing you guys at 11 p.m. The tour will be coming up. We'll be hitting Nashville, Memphis, Montgomery, Alabama. That's still getting washed out. I assume that the information will be available on the social media channels, which you guys are real active out of on lovehoneymusic.com.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it's lovehoneymusic.com.
Yeah, some more merch.
Right. That one.
Love Honey, you're going to get like.
You're going to get some other stuff.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
So new stuff coming on the.
Yeah, but you get a laugh. You get a laugh. You'll be, you know. But trust me, you'll know you're in the right spot when you hit that. So, wow, it's just like amazing to see it all comes like coming together and everything. What's kind of influencing what are you guys listening to now? Because the style, the music is just like how do I describe this motion? It's like when people talk in emoji because they just don't have a word for it. It's like it's just getting so thick. Enrich the sound. It's like so tactile. Your sound now. It's really so what are you guys listening to
it's
now?
It's so cliche to sit here and sit. We all say like we all listen to so many different things.
And it sounds like a cliche question I'm asking you. Yeah. But I want to ask that one because it's
I'm heavy into like I would. It's not really a real genre, but I call it like hipster R&B. What was what I'm kind of into these days?
Hipster R&B.
Yeah, it's like
what I'm playing in the background.
No.
That was funny.
Yeah, I'm into a lot of R&B these days, like an indie R&B, hipster indie R&B, like Xavier Omar.
Okay.
The Internet, which is a really cool band.
Tom's our R&B guy. You can tell by his drumming. He brings the smoothness, but the heavy smoothness, the thick. The groove is that comes through Tom.
Yeah, that's Tom.
I'm listening to like more like ethereal music, if that's
like Enya.
Like,
hey man, she sold a lot of records.
Like I'm listening to like Chelsea Wolf and like Warpaint stuff like that. I'm like really into all of that stuff right now. Widow's Peak.
What about you, Matt?
I'm just going further down the like classic rock rabbit hole with bands like Leafhound and Rainbow and obviously Black Sabbath. I always listen to them. So I'm kind of into that. My band knows it's from practice, the sludge rock.
Sludge, yeah. Me and Matt are going to have our sludge rock band soon when Tommy breaks off and playing with you know who. So me and Matt got to be ready.
So I'm listening. I kind of listen to this. I just listen to the same stuff, but different people from that genre.
Okay.
Right now, I'm listening to Bobby Rush, this great blues guy. Actually, he won a Grammy and he was in his 80s. So, which is really, I'm listening to a lot of Bobby Rush. I've been listening to his stuff lately. What else have I been listening to on the newer side of things? I've been listening to a lot of stuff from Def, awesome, like the first black punk band from Detroit. I'm listening to their stuff. They're amazing. Their early recordings. And I'm always listening to like just my staples of stuff like Arthur Lee and Love and just like Howlin' Wolf. So really like a combination of like dark stuff but stuff with like a groove.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's coming on. I got someone I've been listening to acoustically that I really love. This guy Tom Rush. He's really dope from like the 60s and 70s. So like a lot of the finger picking stuff I'm getting into. So I like that stuff.
Listening to like Ben Howard and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. We like all listen to different things, but then when we come together, it's just like it's Black Sabbath time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's going on his 6th farewell tour, so. We'll see.
Every year he wakes up, I'm still here, bitches. Let's have a tour.
Rock and roll.
Okay, so why not?
Sharon.
We've got a new film.
That was a good one, Rachel.
That was really good.
This is for Sharon. I need some love, honey. I don't know.
We should have him, like, you know, introduce us one day.
One day.
You should. One day. You know he'd do it.
You call him see love, honey. Well, get on with it.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. Like, someone just, this Ozzy or someone Ozzy like needs to come out and, like, babble a little bit and say love, honey, and we'll That's get it. On with it.
Yeah. That's it.
And Tin Lizzy, I've been listening to a lot. Phil Lynott is just amazing. Damn, he's really good.
So many underrated band, I think.
So good, man. So really good. And a lot of their albums are like their early stuff has that conceptual feel that we borrow from that's really dope. So that's really cool.
That's awesome. All right. On that note, what you listen to can influence. It's just everything feeds what you do or not. You know, I want to know what I'm listening to, what they listen to. So we played one of your new tracks, which hey, if you snooze, you lose.
That's right? It. Come to the show.
Come to the show.
But we got one more for you. This is one new one which we can play right now. This is All Night from Love Honey. We're gonna play that right now, and we're gonna do that. We're gonna take a little music break right now. We're gonna play All Night. We're gonna play something from next week's guest. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute, you're so fine, wanna put my brain in it. Sapiosexual, I admit it. Sapiosexual, I'm addicted. Foreplay from discussion, stimulate all fixation. You're my favorite satisfaction, cause you know I'm addicted to your mind. First of the visual. Naked, trust from communication. Your body, your mind, lubricated. I love your brain just as much as I love your ass. A kid, no, not kidding. No holds barred, sympathy, not fronting. Seriously, I'm aroused by your intelligence. Talk to me, and I'll end up in your bed. Elephant, poetic, political, aromatic, oblivious and unoblivious. I'm gonna tell you my confession.
It's on the internet.
You're listening here now. It's yes. Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here with Love Honey. By the way, Ali Quinones, Tommy White, Tommy Gelhouse, and Matt Zala are Love Honey. And you're all here in the studio. We want to just remind you all about the gig at Rockwood Music Hall. Why don't you guys tell us about that again? It's 11 p.m.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 2. It is a free show.
That we didn't talk about. It's a free show.
Emphasis on free, so there's no excuse for my rent's due. I got to pay my baby mama. My dog's got surgery. No, it is a free show.
Look, your rent is due. Your dog has surgery.
Yeah.
Your baby mama's up your ass.
Yes.
You know, your baby daddy's up your ass. Everyone's, you know what? You need to get out and let off some steam. This is free. This is what you do. This is your free stress relief. Go see Love Honey.
And it's rock and roll.
And it's rock. You need a little rock and roll. Seriously, you never know. Ozzy might just show up and introduce him and be like, Love Honey. We got Ozzy, if you're listening, and I know you are.
Get your old ass down to the lower side.
Seriously. Seriously now. We know you're there. Once again, and this is also coinciding. This is another EP release. We just heard two of the new songs coming up off of it. Love Honey is doing more frequent, periodic, smaller releases. But check them out. And so once this is released, where can someone listen to the new music?
iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, pretty much all of them. Yeah, Tidal, YouTube Music, Google Play, wherever.
Napster.
Napster.
The Napster.
MySpace.
LimeWire.
AIM.
LimeWire.
Friend Tom on MySpace.
And we'll be doing something exclusive and for our fans on our website too, where they'll be able to get something And we're going to try to just give people more cool free stuff, autographs, pins, T-shirts.
Our merch should be coming up soon, too.
Yeah, there is merch I'm wearing.
She's rocking that
Love Honey apparel. T-shirt.
Looks great. Yeah. Matches the hair. It's perfect.
Match the hair. It better match the hair. Listen, good.
There it is.
No, but, what fun fact, I don't know if this holds true for you guys, purchasing music from artists and purchasing merch is a way to actually support tangibly artists. And if you want to actually like support monetarily artists, it's a way to like kind of put dollars in their pockets. Streaming mm-hmm. helps, but certain services do put more dollars in artists' pockets directly. But so I try mm-hmm. to pick up merch when I can. So there will be ways for people to pick up merch from Love Honey in the future if they want to flaunt that, show it off, show their support that way.
Yep.
And there is a tour in the works in the southern states. Definitely. So stay tuned to Here and Now with Rachel C. Of course, we will be announcing the tour dates once it's provided to us. We'll keep everybody posted about all that. I just want to hear from you guys. Where obviously you have a lot of things in the works, and we just talked about how like your plans are always it's stew. You always mull it over. It's a slow cook. We know about the Southern tour. Where else would you? What else would you guys like to see happen in like the next couple of months? We know about the tour in the South and the Southern states. We know about the EP release. So we assume mm-hmm. there's going to be another small repeat release in the future. What would you? What other things would you guys really like to see happen besides what we talked about? Are there any other cities you'd really like to hit?
Some kind of endorsement deal with like a company. I don't know, whiskey company, car commercial.
Mm-hmm. You have had partnerships, yeah.
Yeah, we've had liquor partnerships and
Red Bull
partnerships, Red Bull and Sailor Jerry and stuff like that. But we're shooting for the stars. We want even bigger ones. We want Budweiser. Mm-hmm. We want Chevy. We want all that stuff. So
yeah, just more ways of exposing, what we're doing. And I think it's slowly, steadily coming back into the forefront of rock and roll. So. It's coming back. It's just people playing instruments and writing their own music and stuff like that. So we want to definitely do the Southern, do that tour, but then also do the UK and LA, go to LA too. So, we got a lot of cool things. But like Ali said, getting some placement because we feel like a lot of our songs have that, movie effect and mm-hmm. TV shows and stuff like that. So just more exposure for what we've been doing would be great,
If I can ask this question, you guys, as it pertains, especially with the tour, how's this been like for you guys planning this? Because I know you guys have some of you have families and other mm-hmm. commitments here. How is this like? What's this like for you embarking on something like this? Because this is, it's a big deal for any band, mm-hmm. but it's a really big deal for you guys. Because like I just said, some of you have families here, mm-hmm. and other commitments here. This is a really big deal for you guys, like not just professionally, but personally. So you guys can speak to that a little bit, like going out of town for any amount of time.
Work itself out and make it happen if it's meant to happen, which I do believe it is. So mm-hmm. I'm not really worried.
Yeah, it doesn't really enter my mind.
Like,
I've got my parents and I got my band. That's pretty much mm-hmm. what's happening in my life. So I mean, these two over here have offspring and then are married, and so me and Matt over here we're kind of in the cut. But right. See, those two can speak to that more than us.
We just make it work.
Yeah, we make it work.
Yeah. It's
I'm
fun.
Not worried.
It's only like Mick said, it's only rock and roll. It's fun. It's fun. But seriously though, what you said is true. We just plan ahead and try to coordinate things the best way. And all of our, family members and everyone's so super supportive of what we're doing. And that's really been a family thing. All of us we're a family as a band, so everything that we do has just been, like Ali said, organic, and we just, this is what we have to do. We have to go pursue our dreams and try to bring back some veggie bacon, I guess. If that's
sure, the South, you're going to be eating a lot of meat down there. One time I went down the South, it was like candy bacon, real candy
and that,
pork.
Chocolate-covered bacon, that's amazing.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can say, like, having watched you guys over the years, I mean, it clearly is, like, it is like a family with you guys, but also, like, some of you have the families and some of you don't, very different personal circumstances, but mm-hmm. you all respectful of each other's circumstances, and, like, you've made this mesh well together and work, and it, I imagine, like, this extended tour of us with trailers and sidecars, just taking everything.
Everybody.
Everybody. Right, pack everybody in. Let's go. Like, we're a real world tour kind of thing. I invite you all to stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. We're starting to wind things down a little bit here. Any parting words from you guys at Love Honey?
Well, just thank you again, Rachel, for always supporting us and everyone. You know, Radio Free Brooklyn is the only place that we wanted to give this type of exclusive to, and we just appreciate and love all the stuff that you guys are doing and what you're doing for music and just the city and everything. So we just, we're
together.
Yeah.
Get people to go to shows.
So people listen, support Radio Free Brooklyn. It's amazing.
Thank you guys.
Of course.
Thank you guys for coming out and always being supportive of us, and thank you for being here. And get your butts over to the Rockwood Music Hall on Saturday the 19th, 11 o'clock. It's free.
Free $3.99.
$3.99.
It's gonna be lit.
$3.99.
Litty.
It's gonna be so lit. You like those tunes you heard tonight? You can hear them there and then. And that's it. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. Rebroadcast at 9 a.m. on Sunday. This will be up on Podomatic next week. Thank you so much, Love Honey. We're going to close things out with our friend Emma DeCourcy with Gold.